好，欢迎来到新东方在线实时英语 Real and Relax， 欢迎大家。我们这档节目分为三部分，第一部分是你听不懂的英语，第二部分是你说不出来的英语，第三部分为你介绍 a very interesting English story， 让你的英语学习更加精彩。所以从现在开始扔掉你的口语书，和我们一起实时学英语哦。Hi, this is Al.
Hi, I'm Susan. Nice to see you.
Welcome. 然后这次我们还是像原来一样先来做一个复习。Hold the baby.
干苦差。Really have a tough job.
I don't buy it.
I don't believe it.
我可不相信。还有跟 repair 相搭配的四个介词。
In repair.
修好了。
And repair.
还正在维修中。
Beyond repair.
修不了了。
Out of repair.
无法年久失修。
失修 actually。上次我们还学过，那你肯定发了。
You must be rolling dough， 一定在钱里打滚。Roll in dough。
That's make a lot of money。
Yes。
Other things that rake in the dough。
就是用耙子把钱兜过来，那个是赚大钱嘛，对吧？
哎，有钱可烧啊。
Have money to burn.
Really have a lot of money.
有钱有闲。
So that's the all we have the last time.
Let's go to the new lessons. In the black and in the red. 这颜色呢，对于中国人和西方人来说，这个隐身意识It's kind of different, right?
Quite different.
Yeah.
So let's see.
Have you read the financial report of this quarter?
Yes, we've always been in the black all these months.
What? On the contrary, we're in the red. For God's sake, do something to increase profits and control the losses.
Sorry, we'll try our best.
这里就是有两个词啊。一个是
in the black.
We always have been in the black all these months.
一个是 in black， 另一个就是
No, we are in the red。
我们就是因为这个还是差不多的。In the red， 我们会说财政赤字，赤不就是红吗？
对。
In the red， 显然就是亏本了，
对，
没有盈利 ，right？
所以呢，我们要说英文要跟国际接轨，red budget 哈，就是赤字。所以如果是亏，应该是 in the red。
如果是盈利呢
？In the black。我想起来山西商人说是如果盈利的话就是倾盆大雨，如果亏的话就是艳阳高照。Because there is no water, so it's totally different. It's interesting, huh?
Really interesting.
Yes. The second one, keep open house.
就是把家门打开。
Right. Our new neighbor is an old couple.
Are you getting on well with them?
Of course, they always keep open doors.
Sounds strange. But why don't they close the door?
Surely strange because you have misunderstood my words. I said keep open house.
What do you mean?
Keep open house 的意思是热情好客。
不是说经常把门打开来。
从不锁门。
不是那种什么对流的缘故。Keep open house 就是他们的家门总是向我们打开，还是热情好客。
Right. Our new neighbor is an old couple.
Are you getting well with them?
Of course, I found them very hospitable. Hospitable 也是热情好客，对吧？They always keep open house.
There are usually lots of guests in their house. So you're one of those couples?
Sure, I am.
These guests.
How lucky you are. Yes, keep open house.
Try to be.
热情好客。
I try to be a neighbor that keep your house open.
But not actually.
Keep open house.
Yeah, 但是中国现在 it seems like you don't to associate with your neighbor, huh?
Yes, that's a thing. And you can cross the street, but don't bother to cross the doorway and greet your neighbor.
Yes, that's right. And let's go on to...Knock yourself out.
Knock yourself out. 把你自己敲出去。
Yes, it's very kind of you to invite us to your new house.
Knock yourself out.
What? Pardon me?
I mean, you may feel free in my house.
这里的
说的 knock yourself out 没有任何的恶意，只是用口语中常见的很幽默的短语来表达对客人的欢迎。
啊，一开始就是 knock yourself out， 以为就是你先自己出去，够你自己够出去。
哎呀呀呀！
其实就是stay please at ease。
Yes，随便参观就像自己家一样。
啊，就像我们说 help yourself。
在
家里吃饭，在家里吃饭 ，help yourself， 就像在家里一样。Knock yourself out 也是在家，就像在家里一样。
Yes, that's right. Knock yourself out， 可能就是我们健身人的时候会装一点吧。You know, you put your mask on， 你会把你的面具戴上，会很 lady， 会很 gentleman like。但实际在你在家里的时候，就会比较张牙舞爪，所以 knock yourself out。
啊，就是别戴着面具生，别戴着面具，然后
就是真真实实的你就好了。
At ease, that's okay.
Yes, that's right. And lose one's shirt. Ah, this is easy, huh?
We have mentioned it several times.
Let's try this again. Hey, Mike.You look a little depressed. What's the matter?
Nothing much. Just I lost my shirt on yesterday's race.
Oh, that's terrible.
What if I had taken my wife's advice?
Don't be discouraged, Mike. You will be winning next time.
I hope so.
Lose one's shirt.
我们原来说过。
啊，输的是一塌糊涂。
啊，一开始我还就是以为是光是输钱了。原来现在任何的。不顺心不如意都可以说 lose one's shirt。
还有呢，最 very interesting， love handles，
love handles，
love 就是爱情嘛， right？ handles， h a n d l e s， love handles。
我知道 handle 是可以
用动词，
handle 就是能够对付得了的，
right？ So what is love handles？ Come here, sweetheart， see how I look in my new dress。
Oh dear。You got love handles, but I love you anyway.
I love you too, but what are love handles? Is there anything wrong with my new dress?
其实这里面 you are got love handles, 这个 handle 是俚语，
英国俚语的一种用法，英语俚语的一种用法。
对，他说的是腰部不好看的赘肉，就是游泳圈啦。
So a lot of girls have love handles, right?、
Mm-hmm.
实际上这种说法是很婉转的，明显这种对话是出现在异国情侣之间， right?、
Mm-hmm.
他不明白丈夫的好意， love handle 还说 I love you anymore, anyway, right?
啊，就尽管你很胖，有可爱的游泳圈，但是我还是 really love you.
Yes, love handles. 是不是因为 you know, when you embrace someone, your hands will be always in here?是不是因为在抱某人的时候手总是在腰这里，所以这个地方就叫做 love handles。
Maybe something, something.
Yes, so let's get a review.
The first one is knock
in the black and in the red.
财政赤字，财政盈利。
The second one, keep open house.
That's they are hospitable.
Yeah, 非常的热情。
And hospitality, right.
Yes. The third one, knock yourself out.
This means feel free in my house.
一定要
at ease.
张牙舞爪 Not really that. Then the third one is very easy. Lose one's shirt.
And that's the failure or that's some disappointment.
对，就是把衬衫都输掉了，输得倾家荡产 right? 还有最后的
身无分文
Yeah, love handles.
Love handles, that's the腰间的赘肉。
腰间的赘肉。
游泳圈。
Yeah, that's right.Welcome to Real and Relax.
您正在收听的是新东方在线实时英语。
登录 www.cooler.com，
最前沿的考试动态，
最及时的教育资讯，
最经典的网络课程，
尽在新东方在线。更多精彩等着你。
Let's move to the next part. There's something you don't know how to say.
Okay.
有时候我们会说。你有什么事情请多关照，他会说你说的这个事我会帮你留意的，
我会帮你留意的。 I will keep my eyes on open for you. Not on.
我会为你把眼睛张大。
我会为你把眼睛睁开的。
I'll keep my eyes open for you. 和爱有关的成语还有很多。
Keep an eye on somebody 是监视某人。
对，这是如果一个男子对老婆的同事说
I suspect that my wife is having an affair. Can you keep an eye on her for me?
怀疑老婆有外遇，帮我看着她点好吗？
Keep an eye on someone, right?
把自己的眼睛盯在某人的身上，就是要监视他。
Keep an eye out.
就是注意寻找了。
Keep an eye out. 比如说 there they come. Keep an eye out for my brother.
他们出来了，快注意找我弟弟。可能就是电影院一结束，然后里面出了好多人。
大学。都穿校服，呼噜呼噜的全。
There they come. 他们来了。
Keep an eye out for my brother.
Out.Keep an eye on, keep an eye out.
好多好多，一个是我会帮你留意，还有要监视，
还
有睁大眼睛赶紧找，对吧？
对，注意寻找，三个。
好，我们听对话。How's your business?
So, how about yours?
Lately, we have caught quite a few shoplifters. They are big headaches.
I know, they always keep our eyes peeled for them.
我刚才说的Shoplifter, 扒手
啊 ，shoplifter, lift, shoplifter, 小扒手，商店扒手，就是偷偷的把东西把那个标签撕掉，放在自己的包包里。
Keep our eyes peeled for them. 我们要对他们
提高警觉。
That's right.I'm looking for a new secretary.
Oh yeah, what happened to your secretary?
She got married and quit.
Really?
Yes, she was very efficient secretary.
You must miss her very much.
I sure do. Don't you know of anyone to recommend?
Not at the moment, but I'll keep my eyes open for you.
Thank you.
这里面我们用到了最开始提到了，我会帮你留意的。I'll keep my eyes open for you.
还有呢，就是Do you know of anyone to recommend?
有什么合适的人选吗？
有推荐的啊。Do you know anyone to recommend?
就是说可以有什么东西值得推荐呢？
Is there anything to recommend?
OK.
我们来说说这三个啊，就是还复习一下。Very easy brief 啊，我会帮你留意的。
I'll keep my eyes open for you.
那是说监视着他
啊。Keep one's eyes open and keep one's peeled.
Yes, right. And keep an eye out. 就是说注意
寻
找。You have to know this, right?
Okay, it's try to practice it.
Yeah.
Next, let's move on to the third part. That's the interesting story.
Yes. And the title for this series, Never Quit.
永不放弃。
In 1962, four nervous young musicians played their first records audition for the executives of the Decca Recording Company.
这个 Decca Recording Company 就是 Decca 唱片公司啦。
The executives were not impressed. When returning down this group of musicians, one executive said, "We don't like their sound. Groups of the guitars are on their way out." The group was called the Beatles.
听懂了吗？就是62年的时候，四个年纪轻轻的音乐人为这个 Decca 唱片公司演奏了他们的第一张唱片的试听曲，反响平平。一个董事说，我们不喜欢他们的声音，吉他他们的乐队前途暗淡，然而这个乐队就是大名鼎鼎的 Beatles 披头士乐队。
In 1944, Evelyn Snively, director of Blue Book Modeling Agency, told modeling hopeful Norman Jam Baker, "You better learn secretary work and else get married." He went on and became Marilyn Monroe.
这件事说的是1944年的时候，一个模特经纪公司的董事艾米丽·斯奈夫利，哎呀，这个名字好不好叫？对一心想当模特的一个女孩说：“你最好找一份秘书工作，或者干脆结婚算了，你不适合在这个行业发展。”然而，她不懈的努力成就了后来的玛丽莲·梦露。
In 1954, Jimmy Denny, manager of Grand Ole Opry, fired a singer after one performance.He told him, "You aren't going nowhere, son. You ought to go back to drive a truck." He went on to become most popular singer in America, named Elvis Presley.
这个大家肯定都听出来了，猫王的名字。他说，一个 会对他说，小伙子，你不会出人头地的，你还是回去开卡车吧。他就是后来我们的猫王艾尔维斯·普雷斯利。
When Bell invented the telephone in 1876, it did not ring off the hook with calls from potential bakers. After making a demonstration call, President Haig said, "That's an amazing invention, but who would even want to use one of them?"
这个就更可笑了哈。1876年的时候，贝尔发明了电话之后呢，他就在他的潜在的知识中引起了一个很大的反响，然后示范性的打了一次电话。海斯总统说，这确实是一个惊人的发现，但是谁又会想打电话呢？很 funny 哈。
Yeah. Character cannot be developed in ease and quiet. Only through experiences of trial and suffering can the soul be strengthened, vision cleared, ambition inspired, and success achieved. You gain strength, experience, and confidence by every experience.Where you really stop to look fear in the face. You must do the thing you cannot do. And remember, the fine steel gets the sense through the hottest of furnace. A winner is not one who never fails, but who never quits.
最后奉劝大家一句话，品格不是轻松而平静的发展的，所以成功者不是从不失败的人，而是从不放弃的人。Remember?
Yes. 就像我们的天将降大任于世人也，
必先苦其心志。所以大家目前
劳其筋骨，目前正在劳其筋骨。
所以 everyone should never quit.
Yes. Keep on moving.
And you'll get it.
Yes.
One day.
So that's all for today.
See you next time. Bye bye.